life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature. Now, Bailey.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Need a Corona seltzer right now. Sounds real good. You know, the amount of alcohol that people have been drinking has gone up significantly.
Yeah.
And then you said today during the show, Holly, that drinking can make you more susceptible to catching COVID-19.
Yeah, it lowers your immune system. Drinking
Great.
Does.
Great.
So it's a bit of a catch-22.
I want to, Holly, because you said that you just posted an article that sort of talks about maybe why we've been feeling crazy. I want to go over that after we talk to this Miguel and Holly fan member.
Okay.
But thank you so much for listening to our Corncast, a.k.a. Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And I have to give a shout out to one of my best friends from college, Andrew. Here's the thing. We always let you in behind the scenes on what happens with our show, probably to the detriment.
Yeah,
is we should keep lot. we should keep some magic to like how things work, but I'm not that smart to cover up stuff. I just like to let it all out.
Well, it just feels better to just be open.
It does. So when you do a podcast and you listen to it on the Hot app or on the iTunes app, that audio is held in different places.
Yes.
So Cox Media Group holds on to the audio that you hear on the Hot site and on the Hot app. Then when you listen on iTunes, that comes from my very first producer in college, Andrew Hodges.
Shouts out!
He has just been, he's been helping me with technology since 2005.
Right.
Like, he actually was a listener when I was on the college radio station and I was doing my first night show, my first radio show. It was Buzz Late Night Live with Spanish Michael, Jamie Lynn, and Average Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew was listening to it, called in. He was gay, and I was like, oh, hey, I got my first person who likes me from the radio. And then we met, and then I just realized that he really liked radio.
Oh.
And he was interested, and then that started our friendship. And ever since then, he's been like my producer that's helped me through life
I
with
love
technology.
It.
And so when we started here at Hot 101.5, he was like, oh, I hear you have a podcast, but it's not on iTunes anywhere. And I was like, well, I don't know how to do that.
I know, like,
girl, I could barely get on Facebook at the time. Like, what are you talking about? So he was like, oh, I have a server. So let me do that. So he hosts.
I'm sorry. Who has a server?
I don't know. Like, this is Andrew.
I don't even know what that means or how one has one.
I don't even know. Like, does a server, I always feel like a server is like one of those tall machines with the blinking lights.
Yeah, that's what I picture.
Like, I don't know.
Like the stack?
Yes.
The stack in the big room back
Oh,
then?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Is that a server?
Well, he has that.
Okay.
And he hosts our podcast on it. So if you listen on iTunes, thank our friend Andrew. But because of him, I was like, hey, and this is why he was always so good and I wish he would have gone into radio. I was like, hey, I want to get our podcast on Google Play and on Spotify. Can you show me where to like do the research about that? And then he said, okay. And then 10 minutes later he said, oh, so you're on Spotify and you're under review for Google Play, just like that. So
oh.
Now you can get Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify listening to music, you can get podcasts there. You can listen to it on Google Play, hopefully soon, iTunes. And then also, I found out it's on iHeartRadio app. And on the radio.com app. So you can find us everywhere. We're literally everywhere.
Wow.
Did you look it up?
I just found us on Spotify. Yeah, that's weird.
Right?
That's weird. I want to figure that out.
Yeah, so we are literally everywhere. So huge shout out to one of my best friends from college, Andrew, for making that happen. We didn't have enough time to get to this on the air today, even though we're on for an extra 2 hours.
That seems weird.
I know, but there's so much stuff going on today. Oh, by the way, we did our virtual food drive. And so if you're listening to this today, Thursday, April 16th, you can donate up until midnight at hot1015tampabay.com. We're raising money for Metropolitan Ministries right here in Tampa Bay. So we had so much going on in the show. We didn't get a chance to chat with you, Rob, to get caught up on the situation that you called in about. And what was that a few weeks ago?
Well, with this quarantine going on and social distancing and being responsible and getting through it together but separate, my wife was going to have to celebrate her 50th birthday in quarantine.
Mm.
So, wah, wah, wah.
Right, and a 50th birthday, I mean, that's like...
That's a big deal.
That's an exciting one.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
I mean, had you all had anything planned already for the 50th?
I guess I can let the cat out of the bag now. But yes, I had family coming in from all across the country and a surprise birthday party at my mom's house that where she would never have expected it. And it was just going to be, it was a huge deal. And we had it all planned out and I had it all avenues covered and it was plausible deniability. And it was perfectly set up.
And I'm assuming like flights were purchased and hotel rooms were booked and people were ready to come down here to celebrate your wife's 50th.
Yeah, I mean, coming as far as Maryland and Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Yep. And then someone went and ate a bat. So, but I digress.
So, which, by the way, Holly, I meant to send you this article. I saw somewhere where they, like from a reputable news source, that said that they think that possibly the COVID-19 could be from a lab. And not from this wet market that we've been learning about.
Oh, I know. I already watched a 55-minute YouTube video on it.
Never mind.
So,
Holly's already been down that rabbit hole.
It's not so much a rabbit hole as you might think.
Okay, we'll get to that another day.
So Miguel, can I start by just saying a couple things? One, I'm heading home right now. My wife and I are going to be feeding the family of four for 3 days. So we're excited about that. We're going to be donating to the Feed It Forward.
That's awesome.
My gosh. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
And because we're donating, we know we're going to get a shave your head and color Scott's head.
Yes!
My wife and I have discussed this. And Holly, if you're open for, you know, some suggestions, you could either A, dye Scotty's hair red, white, and blue to support America and our times together. Or two, you could color it to look like a COVID-19 molecule.
Oh!
People are going to attack me.
Maybe too much too soon.
Right, they're going to Lysol him down.
Yeah.
And then in Miguel's head, you could shave back up 6 feet or something along.
Back up six feet.
Beep, beep. Yeah. I love it. And by the way, so if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show on the air this morning, that's been the wager all show, is that if we raise the $15,000, which Mosaic is going to match if we get it, which I have no doubt we will, then I think what we'll do is on Friday's show, Holly, you'll shave my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to figure out for radio-wise how dyeing someone's hair. Like, can we even do that on the air? Is that what we're going to have to do after and then play the audio back?
We're going to have to do a video.
Okay. So anyway, so that's been on the table all day, all morning long during the show. So, Rob, you and your wife are contributing to that.
But thank you for all that. I want you to get to the details. So the big shebang that you were planning for your wife's 50th was not going to happen. You called in because on the air we said Miguel has this weird, uncanny gift of being a good recommender for gifts.
Oh, that's right, because it was after I interviewed Trevor Daniel, the artist, for our hot Insta.
Yeah, so, and then Rob, you called.
Yes, and I would give it to both, all three of you, really. You got the juices flowing. And then I just kind of ran with it. So I believe, Holly, you made the incredible suggestion, and by the way, my wife really thanks you. My wife's in the medical field, so she's on her feet all day long. She's dealing with idiots who don't understand the concept of social distancing, and she's just worn out by the time she gets home. So between a neck rub, a shoulder rub, and the feet rub at the end of the night, that was kind of like the bow on the whole package.
Mm.
But that wasn't how it started. It started with all day planning the day before and getting, you know, one or two of her friends involved from a socially acceptable distance. I had one of her friends run around all day Friday to different restaurants because I got the idea that we couldn't go out to eat, but that doesn't mean food can't come to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking, I said, well, my wife loves Tijuana Flat, but all she really loves about it is, well, the thing she loves the most about it is the chips and queso. She loves all of it, but the chips and queso are really what does it for.
Yeah.
So I got chips and queso from Tijuana Flat. That was it.
Yeah.
Well, I had my friend pick it up. And then I had my friend go to there's a restaurant out in Wesley Chapel called Yamato's. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's one of the like the Shogun places where they cook it right there at the table for you and flip the little shrimp up in the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, like a hibachi.
Hibachi.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. That's why you guys are in radio. I'm not good with words. But yeah, it's a hibachi place, but obviously they're closed, but they're doing takeout. So I got the dinner for two, you know, the filet mignon and the shrimp and then the rice and the yummy, yummy and the goody, goody sauce and all of that. And she loves it all. So I got all that for her. And she had sent me a message the day before. I don't know if you've ever been to Wright's Gourmet Deli down in South Tampa.
Oh, yeah. You've had some, huh? We've had it. Whenever they do birthday cakes here at the station, that's where they get them from.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. That is good if you haven't been there.
Well, wow. So good.
So, yeah, that's right. That's worth calling it. So, don't take Maya because she'll want to go all the time. So, anyway, she texted me the link that they had put up on their Facebook saying, yes, we're open, and we have this fabulous peanut butter, you know, chocolate cake. And I was like, oh, crap. Of course, she sent it to me and said, I want. So you can't say no. So I sent my friend out to Wright's Gourmet to pick that up for her for the dessert. And then, don't laugh, but my wife is addicted to the Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is a whole different animal.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Crack because Coke. We call it crack Coke.
Yes. Mm-hmm. McDonald's does like a secret thing to make sure their Coke products taste better. You have to like
it is unbelievable.
Cool down the syrup and the cell, like the, you know, the bubble, the carbonation. And then it's like the perfect temperature. It's the perfect equivalent. It's perfect.
No, it's true. I literally will sometimes on like a Saturday or Sunday morning, I'll have a craving for either a McDonald's Diet Coke or a Burger King Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Because they actually taste different.
Yes, they do.
From the fountain.
Right. So on top of all of this wonderful food, I had my friend stop by McDonald's to pick up Coke.
Oh.
So we did that. So she dropped that off late in the evening. No, not late in the evening, but, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock back at our house. We were not home. To kind of give you a heads up about our day, what I had done for her is, of course, I had our friend getting the food. Now this is on a Friday where my wife has been, not furloughed, but her hours have been cut back at work.
Mm-hmm.
So she's off. She was off that Friday, which worked out well because it was her birthday. But her friend, one of our neighbors, had to go to work, but she has a pool. We don't. So on that warm, hot April day, we were able to lounge in her pool and relax and enjoy, which are the things she loves doing.
Yes.
So we got time in the pool. I had gone on to Amazon early that morning because we had the Fire TV stick at home, and I had pre-ordered all of the Breaking Dawn and the Twilight Saga movies because she loves that.
Oh.
So we binge-watched that through the night, one after the other, which was amazing.
Teen Jacob's
our chocolate peanut butter cake and everything. It was very good.
Uh-huh.
While we were at the pool, I had a mobile car detail company come and completely and fully detail her vehicle,
was
holy wonderful.
Crap.
She needed to have that done.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then this, I think, is probably the coolest part. We knew we were going to be home about 7:30, and we were going to, you know, be eating our meal and starting our movies and massages and foot massages during the movies and all of that good stuff. And I had prearranged with all of the family and friends that were supposed to be coming into town. They each had their 10-minute time slot for FaceTiming. So they called throughout the night. So we had to pause the movie quite frequently, but, you know, who cares? But so everybody got FaceTime time with her. And, you know, of course, she has the iPad, so it's nice and big to be able to view it all. And so she really got, you know, individual time with each individual person that couldn't come out. So it was nice they were there, but, you know, separate but together kind of thing. No, so it's everything you guys preach on the radio we were able to do, and we were able to have a good time. So it was fun in our little, you know, 900-square-foot home. We had a great time.
You,
Rob, you win.
You win. 2020.
You win.
Yeah.
You win. Now, here's the most important question of them all.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
After all of this good work you did y'all get some extra credit massages in?
Like, y'all, this is a family podcast.
No, it's not!
Girl, it's called Uncensored for a reason.
Oh, well then, yes, there was plenty of it all fun.
Yes! That's a good damn time.
Man!
So we were socially not distant.
No! No, yeah, so, no. Yeah.
Y'all were the opposite.
It was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And here's the really neat part, and this is something that our family does, and I don't know if other families do it, but we celebrate her birthday, but then the day after we always celebrate the birthday and day. So we got to meet with more family and more friends, and we got to, you know, FaceTime with more family and friends, and we got to carry it on into the second day.
That's
so it was
awesome.
Really kind of a neat thing.
Rob,
yeah, it's a cool.
Rob, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
I teared up earlier when you just had started mentioning about what all you did. And it's just this right here is what women want. They just want a dude that pays attention throughout the weeks and months and years to what she likes and then does it. That's it.
So, I mean, we read a book a long time ago that said that there's five basic love languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
People have different things that fill up their, what, you know, for lack of a better term, their love tank. And just, you know, listening and paying attention to some of the things that she enjoys and doesn't enjoy and the way that she enjoys the things that she enjoys. It was COVID-19 was not able to hamper that.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a go out, let's, you know, get 30 people in a bar and just have fun. And, you know, but she's more of the meat and bones, of, you know, what was the word I'm looking for?
Let's connect.
Substance.
Yeah.
Right.
So she is. And so I was able to just provide substance out the yin yang. So,
well, you provided substance on substance on substance on substance.
It was great.
Yes.
Well, Rob, thank you for letting us be able to help you plan that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like we can take some credit here, especially me, because I'm really good at telling people
Absolutely.
On what to give people for gifts.
By all means, people, if you need a gift, give Miguel a call.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can help
Miguel
you.
Miguel will start thinking, and then Holly will come through with the idea. So it's wonderful.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for letting us follow along with you, Rob. And you stay safe, okay? And please give your wife a hug for us.
She's not here with me now, but we both definitely wanted to make sure that our voices were heard when we said thank you to you, Miguel, Holly, Scotty, everybody in the Hot 101.5 team, Chase, everybody, because these are scary times that we're going through right now. And you guys are literally providing a bit of levity, the laughter that is just absolutely needed to break up some of this hysteria that's building in people, from your throwback Thursdays to, you know, listening to Mayor Castor talk about things. And let's be honest, Mayor Castor's got a tough job.
Yeah.
And even the Tampa Police Department, I mean, because it's difficult trying to herd cats. So, and nobody wants to be listening to any of the ideas. So the fact that you guys are willing to come to work every day just to provide that, like I said, that levity, that sense of humor, that laughter, that one smirk to break up that stoic face that all of us are having, you know, during these times. And kudos to you guys. And you guys should be, you know, paid double what you're making. So if they're listening, they need to hear that.
Oh.
So,
well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's going on a promo somewhere. That's
it's not. We're going
to
have to
save that.
Yeah, that's the save that. We just play it internally.
There you go.
Oh, that is so awesome.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
And keep doing everything you're doing. And by all means, if you guys want to come on at 6 in the morning and stay on until 6 at night, we are ready to listen.
I feel
sorry, kid. Not sorry.
Thanks, Rob.
Right,
you have
guys.
A great
have a
day,
great
okay?
Day. Bye now.
I feel like Tampa Bay would run us out of town if we were trying to be on the air until 6.
Yes.
Yeah, our entertainment factor runs out about 11:45.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But that's when
our real speaking voice comes out. And we're like, what? Said something's funny? It's not funny.
Nothing's funny!
Okay.
What was that happened earlier, Scott? You were trying to be funny. It was our interview we had with the sheriff.
That all got mixed up because what happened was I was using speak to text and I was doing a tweet. And so I was saying something on my phone.
Oh.
And then y'all got taken, like I was saying it out loud. I was like, you know, I'm just going to let y'all roll with it. Like I was just speaking to my phone.
So
I get tired of texting.
So we had a interview that we had recorded with the sheriff?
Yes.
With the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Chad Cronister. And so you have to realize that like, when we do the show, my body is like heightened the entire time where I'm just like if there's a phone call, if there's a tweet, if there's an email, if there's a text, is everything okay? Is Holly okay? Is Scott okay? So, like, my senses are, like, always up on high. And so when I heard you say, is the sheriff or the sheriff
I said, get the sheriff on the phone.
And I was like, wait, what? I thought we recorded. Is
because
it got, what?
We did pre-record the sheriff. And so when Scott said, get the sheriff on the phone. For now, we understand a tweet.
Yes.
Miguel was like, what? We have to get the sheriff on the phone. And then I took it to be like Scott was being funny because obviously it's pre-recorded. So Scott being like, get the sheriff on the phone. Like, ha ha, we don't have to because it's recorded. And Miguel's like freaking out. And I'm like, he's being funny. It's funny. Ha ha. And then nobody laughed. And I was like, you get it? It's fucking funny.
I was like, nothing's funny today. Okay.
And then Scott's just like, please stop.
Y'all was tweeting.
And then I just hit play on the interview.
So that's how fun it was behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's how today has been one of those days.
Today's been one of those days, and that's okay. It's been one of those days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So thank you, Rob, for sharing that. That is really, really sweet. And I think on that, even my boyfriend, Abe, is getting good at giving gifts. Because he admittedly is not a good gift giver, but he'll pick up on like things that I say. And like we went to Savannah a few months ago and they had a robe and I was like, oh my God, this robe is so luxurious. And, like I came out of the bathroom with the robe on and my hair tied up in a little bun with my towel. And I was like, this is so nice. And then he got me a robe this past week.
Awesome.
And I was like, that was so sweet. So I just love hearing stories like that. Holly, what was the article that you found?
Okay, it's not an article. It is actually just a Facebook post. I don't know who came up with this originally. Mm-hmm. I have actually now seen it twice, but I finally decided to copy and paste it to make it my own status. I don't know the original author. I wish I did, because I would give credit, obviously.
Right.
But at the bottom, I do say copied and shared. Mm. And this is the post. This is why maybe we're feeling a little squirrely lately about the pandemic.
Everything.
Says, here are the official pandemic guidelines. Number one, basically you can't leave the house for any reason. But if you have to, then you can. Number two, masks are useless. But maybe you have to wear one. It can save you. It's useless. But maybe it's mandatory as well.
Yes.
Number three, stores are closed, except those that are open.
Yep.
Number four, you should not go to hospitals unless you have to go there. Same applies to doctors. You should only go there in case of emergency, provided you're not too sick.
Yep.
Number five, this virus is deadly, but still not too scary, except that sometimes it actually leads to a global disaster. Number six, gloves won't help, but they still can help. Number seven, everyone needs to stay home, but it's important to go out.
Right. Exercise.
Get some exercise. Number eight, there's no shortage of groceries in the supermarket, but there are many things missing when you go there in the evening, but not in the morning. Sometimes. Okay. Number nine, the virus has no effect on children except those that it does affect.
Okay? Oh, good.
Animals are not affected, but there is a cat that tested positive in Belgium in February when no one had been tested yet, plus a few tigers here and there.
Yeah.
You will have many symptoms while you are sick, but you can also get sick without symptoms, have symptoms without being sick, or be contagious without having symptoms.
Yes.
Okay. In order not to get sick, you have to eat well and exercise, but eat whatever you have on hand already because it's better not to go out. It's better to get fresh air, but you get looked at very wrong when you do get fresh air. And most importantly, don't go to parks and walk. And don't sit down, except that you can now do that if you're old, but not for too long, or if you're pregnant, but not too old. You can't go to retirement homes, but you have to take care of the elderly and bring food and medication. Mm. If you're sick, you can't go out, but you can go to the pharmacy. If you get restaurant food delivered to the house, which may have been prepared by people who didn't wear masks or gloves, but you have to have your groceries decontaminated outside for 3 hours. Pizza?
Yes. Okay.
Every disturbing article or interview starts with, I don't want to trigger panic, but.
But panic!
Yeah. Number 18, you can't see your older mother or grandmother, but you can take a taxi and meet an older taxi driver.
Ooh.
19, you can walk around with a friend, but not with your family if they don't live under the same roof. Mm. Number 20, you are safe if you maintain the appropriate social distance, but you can't go out with friends or strangers at the safe social distance. 21, the virus remains active on different surfaces for 2 hours. No, four. No, six. No, days. But it takes a damp environment, but not necessarily. 22, the virus stays in the air. Well, no, or yes, maybe. Especially in a closed room, in 1 hour, a sick person can infect 10. So if all else fails, all of our children were already infected at school before it closed. But remember, if you stayed in the recommended social distance, but some certain circumstances, you have to maintain a greater distance because now the virus can maybe travel farther than we thought the original distance originally. 23. We count the number of deaths, but we don't know how many people are infected, as we've only tested those so far who were almost dead to find out if that's what they're going to die of.
True.
Number 24. We have no treatment except that there may be one apparently that's not dangerous unless it could be for some, maybe. And then number 25, we should stay locked up until the virus disappears, but it will only disappear if we achieve collective immunity. So when it circulates, it would be the herd immunity, but we can no longer be locked up because of that.
So what you're saying is zombies.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I'm getting here.
Literally, that is so accurate. It's painful because that every one of those things is something we've heard at some point in the last month. So how the fuck do we even know what we're doing?
We don't. I mean, and this is the hard part about
this. It's supposed to be funny, by the way. It's funny. I keep having to tell people things are funny today.
I mean, it is funny. It's funny. No, I just... How could this have worked out differently? Is there any way outside of... maybe our president taking it more seriously? But then, like, this is where, like, I rarely agree with him. Rarely. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
No, I got
ever.
It. I got it.
But when he said, well, in January, when there was, like, zero deaths here, if he would have said, let's close everything down.
Right.
Would we have listened?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. And not only that, like you, this is where I feel for whoever the president would have been at this time.
Right.
Because if you would have said there is a pandemic coming and we have to shut down the country, every single other person, and when I say other, I mean all of us, we would have been like, you can't just shut down the country. We have to work.
Mm.
What's going to happen to businesses? Right. Like, what are my kids going to do? So right. There would have been like protests and there would have been like, you can't close any, like, you know, oh, shelter at home. People would have been like, oh, screw that. I'm just going to go to work because what are you going to tell me? I can't work. So it couldn't have been in January. Could it have been in February? Maybe. But like even on March 13th, we had a school visit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. We still went. I mean, I remember they had hand sanitizer in the office that we used
that was
and whatnot.
Like that was when even we were like, should we be going to a school?
Yeah.
But everybody was like, yeah, I mean, seems fine.
I mean, I guess remember, this is why they call it the novel coronavirus.
Right.
Is because it's new and they're still trying to figure it out. And so from a marketing standpoint of view or from a scientific point of view, they don't know. They're still trying to figure it out. And so I always wonder, like, what could we have done differently?
Well, it's so easy to say after the fact what we should have or could have done. But in the moment, with the information that you had at the present moment, what would have been the better choice? Because you can't say, well, now that we know what did happen, what would we have done?
Right.
Because we didn't know that.
I mean, I feel like just from watching interviews that, you know, and okay, just put this preface out there in case you're picking this up for the first time. We're not a political show. I'm not a politico. I'm a passerby of watching the news and reading articles, but I wouldn't say that I'm like super, super well read. I'm just a normal American citizen who consumes media on a little bit above average because of my job, but I'm not one to sit here and debate the facts just from what I've seen and read.
Right.
That there was a pandemic team that had the whole process of where we should have been got put into place with George W. Bush.
Right.
Because he either read something or saw something that made him get really interested in what could possibly happen with the type of pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so he put together sort of a task force, and that started back in the early 2000s. But then because of life and when you don't know what could be out there, we were all like, oh, we don't need to spend millions of dollars on that. Nah,
and that, I think that was under the Obama administration because it was like, there was something with paying all the people on that task force or something. Like, I had read this on, I don't know where it was, like MSNBC or something. But it said, like, under the Obama, like, they had to cut down on the number of people. Because keep in mind, that was when...
The recession.
Yeah. And so they had to really look at, well, where can we cut? And so with the pandemic, they're like, okay, pandemic... Or literally right now our economy is tanking.
Right.
So we're going to have to go with the economy. And then it was sort of like the temporary on hold, mm-hmm. and it stayed like that. And then when President Trump took office, it was like, okay, well, we may need to make further cuts because of the direction that we're going. We've been doing okay without the pandemic team. So we're just going to get rid of it altogether.
So I wonder if that pandemic team would have been in place if maybe back when the first reports of this started to happen, like around the holidays, if they would have been put on notice, and then if by like after Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, they were like, all right, social distancing. I think if we would have started with that back then we would possibly be in a better place. Granted, I'm saying this as a person who has a broadcasting degree. I don't even know how to look in a Petri dish. So,
well, and I think, too, it wasn't as simple as call them up because they haven't been doing anything.
Right.
It's like those people all moved on.
Right.
And
right.
it's not, and it was like there was no, well, maybe let's get them back.
Right.
Who do you even put on the board? Like, I don't, so the whole thing, just all of these events have like domino effect, one thing after another, and then here we are.
By the way, I always think it's so funny whenever I hear people or people say it in person or on social media. Well, it's on social media because I haven't seen anybody outside of y'all and my boyfriend and Dylan in weeks. Whenever someone says, well, you know, I have a feeling that this is all going to be cleared up by the summertime. And I'm always like, on what authority? Like, well, I'm not.
Yeah, it's not just going to disappear one day.
They're personal.
Well,
authority.
It's like, are you Dr. Fauci? Like, are you literally in the laboratory with the hazmat suit looking at the coronavirus on a Petri dish and you're looking at the mice that you've attached it to and you say. So I just, when people say that, it just makes me laugh because I'm like, listen, I'm on the authority of nothing.
Right.
And that's why I've stopped. Because I've even had somebody ask me on Instagram. They were like, hey, when do you think this will be over? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Right.
I have feelings about things that could happen in our lives, but when it comes to something like this, like, girl, I know.
Well, that too, because everyone is desperately searching for any answers right now, so yeah. I feel like if you're going to say something like that, you better be able to back it up with something.
Scott, what do you feel?
I mean, I think no, I mean, there's just a lot of information to take in, and I'm just, you know, absorbing.
Are you okay?
Scott's 23. Yeah.
I'm on. Tell me, what do you think?
No, I mean,
what are your feelings?
I mean, about the whole thing. Well,
when's it going to be over?
Okay, I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be over. I don't think it's going to be. It's one of those things. Well, with this, I'm, again, not a scientist, and I'm just, from what I've seen and heard and obviously how a virus would work, it's not just going to one day just be like, holy moly, it's Monday, and it's all good.
Got rid of that. God,
I'm glad we're done with that thing. I think, you know, we need to buckle up and just realize that it's going to be a long time before, like, life even gets back to relatively normal. And it kind of bothers me now that it's like you're seeing things of like, ooh, maybe we could I actually just got kind of upset when I was looking at my Facebook, because of course it's Facebook, and somebody was like, ooh, we should do soft openings. And again, if you're one of these people, I'm sorry, but this is my mind. Like, we should do soft openings of like salons, you know, of like, oh, one client at a time and everything like that. It's like, yes, that would be perfect because it's going to help your business and you're going to get your hair done. But in the world of life or death with certain, you know, viruses like this, you could go a little longer without your hair. Like, the whole goal here is, like, let's just, as much as we could shut down right now, let's shut down, because that's going to be the faster route to get this thing dealt with and to save people's lives. So I don't think it's going to be like, oh, this summer we're going to be getting back to the normal life. Like, I think it's going to go a lot longer if we're going to go about it the smarter route, because, one, like, if we just go back to normal life and everyone gets back together and we're all hanging out, well, you're probably going to see another spike in cases go up because somebody's probably going to have it and give it to somebody that is now showing symptoms. So in my head, I'm like, all right, I'm just planning for this summer to kind of just be even like, you know, more of the same of what we're doing already. Like, and even, I was just talking to my girlfriend about this because she has summer school still, because she's still in dentistry school and she's doing it all online. She's like, yeah, like, do you think you're going to be able to drive me back to Virginia? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, but we don't know when that's going to be. Like, there's no clear-cut answer on, like, when you're going to start up. As much as it sounds good that, you know, July, you're going to have to be back there, we don't know. I mean, it looks like it's slowing down a little bit, but there's still people with cases.
Well,
all over
people haven't been tested.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
And that's the thing. It's like, we're not just going to all of a sudden go back to normal life where it's like, hey, let's all get in a classroom. Let's all go to a game. Let's go to this park. Like, no, unless you want to see the spike of cases go back up and then we're going to go through this another wave.
Well, that's the thing is you need the testing.
I think one of the things that makes me the most frustrated, just because it's the unknown, is what this looks like. You know, yesterday, the because I feel like every day there's like one big headline. Mm. Like I just like today is Thursday. The big headline you're going to see today that just came out is 22 million people are jobless right now. That's the new report. Mm. 22 million people.
And see, that's
nationwide.
That's the other side of this. And in at first I was like exactly the same. I was like, well, it doesn't matter what happens because there's a virus, people are going to die, so stay your butt at home.
Yeah.
But the flip side of it is 22 million unemployed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How are they paying for rent?
Yes. Like, how do you help that? And what happens to the businesses that are just going to shut down? Like, right. What does happen to the way of life? Like, so let's say, like, we just clamp down, everything's closed, everybody gets better. So then you just don't flip a switch and go back to work.
Right.
So, like, what's the balance?
Yeah,
I don't know. And the testing would help because then you could start, like, slow rollouts of, like, whatever, mm-hmm. like, a more essential on the scale companies if you had testing and you could get it done or you could have access to it. But we don't.
No.
So, like,
Well, and that's what I was saying. The scary part, the headline I saw yesterday was, well, we might not have concerts or big gatherings until 2022.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. So right now, it's April, and we've all in our minds, even if you've been really worried or not, hoping that maybe by Memorial Day weekend, we'll be able to go to the barbecue, go to some celebration. But what if we can't?
Well, we're planning on Easter to be like, oh, yeah.
Bro, ain't nobody planning on that except for fucking Trump.
Told half the country probably was on board.
He told the world.
Here's what happened after the first announcement. He was like, well, it was a goal. That was the bad goal. Here's what there was that Next Door app.
Oh, you know my favorite.
About? It's the most dramatic shit
ever. Somebody left the screen on my lawn!
Yeah, so somebody named David on my Next Door app was like, to everyone out there, this virus will be over soon enough. The media scares everyone, and shame on them. My heart is with everyone and every living creature. If I ever said anything to anyone that bothered them, my sympathies. Get ready to start being able to get back to things in the next few weeks. I imagine come Memorial weekend, things should be fine. At times like these, we get upset easily and maybe even say things that we may regret later on, especially to our loved ones. Forgive and forget and move on to a brighter lifestyle. Everything is going to be fine. Don't let the negativity of the media turn us into negative thinking. Bless everyone and love your neighbor. Couple things.
Fuck off.
Couple things.
Dave, fuck off.
Dave, what are you doing? First of all, how in the fuck do you know things are going to be fine?
Oh, come on. It's Dave.
Okay, it is Dave.
Girl, he's got a laboratory that rivals the CDC in his guest bedroom.
He got a bunker. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing that I just was like, what? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like people that post just bullshit like this, they're so overworked that they cannot accept that life may not be back to normal by Memorial Day.
Mm.
They cannot literally. It's like the people that that believe that the Sandy Hook shooting didn't happen. They're like, no. There's no way. I personally can't accept it, so I need to let you know that this is wrong. And then as a member of the media myself, I decided I never comment on the Next Door app.
Wait a minute.
But
does
I
this
commented.
Need to be a segment on the radio? Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. This is amazing.
I commented.
All right. Go ahead. What did you say, Holly?
I said, as a member of the media.
Oh, shots fired.
It's not my job to scare you. It's my job to keep you informed. Because if we don't do that, we're keeping secrets.
Mm.
But keeping you updated is scary, apparently. So you choose, I guess.
Oh, did he respond?
No, but somebody named Robin did.
Oh, what did Robin say?
Robin said, thank you for helping us to know what's going on. Even though I choose to limit my exposure to certain information, when I want to see what's going on, I want facts available. God bless you.
Thank you, Robin,
there you go,
coming
Robin.
In with a level head.
I gave a little heart to that comment. Thank you, Robin.
Well, and here's the thing. I saw a wonderful meme yesterday from another radio friend. I don't remember what it said verbatim, but it basically said, when people are like, oh, media, they're just trying to get clicks. They're just trying to get people to be scared so they can look at get more ratings and whatnot. Hey, you realize that when there's a pandemic and people are scared, our advertisers don't have money.
No.
And so they're not spending. So, yeah, we could have the best ratings. Every ear could be on our radio station right now or on our podcast.
Yeah.
But if you ain't going to spend money at these places, then they're not advertising. And so it doesn't benefit us. So, no, there is not a conspiracy.
No, there's literally, this is terrible for ratings.
Unless Rupert Murdoch is trying to gain something from
this.
But that's a whole nother situation.
Oh, I don't even know about that life. All I know is that I'm trying to wash my hands, okay?
And I'm trying to get something to eat. I'm hungry, Holly. What's your information? I'm ready to go.
Radio Holly on everything except for Facebook. I mean, Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott.
At Scott Tavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. And don't forget, you can now hear Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Spotify. Very soon on Google Play and on iTunes. And if you listen on iTunes, please just subscribe to it and leave us a little rating and a review. We'll appreciate it. We'll read it on the podcast. Until next time, my friends. Bye, girl.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition, from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.